This first prayer request is for J.W. Little. We've prayed for him a few times over the past several weeks, and he's dealing with cancer and some other health issues that are concerning his daughter and son-in-law. So we want to pray for them also because they're trying to stay up with his needs to get him to Oklahoma City for treatments and things like that.
Yeah.
And I would ask you to pray for his heart. Not sure where he is as far as his relationship with the Lord. And then we want to continue to pray for Wes Hathaway, who we've also prayed for a time, at least once in the last couple of weeks. He had a small stroke. I talked to his wife last night because he didn't really know for a little while exactly what had happened. But he was talking gibberish, for one thing, which always sounds like a little stroke. So he's now moved from the hospital to a physical therapy center, trying to regain complete use of his body. We want to remember Faye, his wife, who's having to finish packing up their home as they sold their house and they're moving 75 miles away, and she's been totally without any help now for the last 2 weeks. And so this is a huge endeavor because they have lived in that house with a storage shop, full basement.
Anybody's moving need prayer.
Yes, and so I visited with her last night, and she's like, I am just so done in, you know, just wore to a frazzle.
Yeah.
And so we want to remember her as well as Wes. And then we want to pray for the precious family of Kevin and Kimberly Williams, who are getting to bring their twins home today. And they're just praying for a smooth transition, safe travels with no complications. They have been in NICU for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord for that.
All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we are aware that you are literally more than aware of every one of these situations. But, Father, we believe you are already involved in every one of these situations. We believe that with JW, Lord God, you are working and endeavoring, Lord God, to manifest your goodness and show your grace and show your love. Father, we pray for JW. We're asking you, Father, because we have no reason to not ask you for healing. We're asking you for complete and total healing. There was not a single person recorded in the Bible who came to you that needed a healing that didn't get it. So we come to you and we're asking for healing. And we believe you're the same God, same Jesus, same power. We're asking you for grace and mercy to minister to JW and rebuke this cancer from his body. We pray, Lord God, for his daughter, son-in-law, who are trying to help, and we just speak grace over them. Grace, grace that empowers, grace that provides. We ask that in Jesus' name. Father, we continue to pray for Wes, who had a small stroke. We're asking, Lord God, that every pathway in his brain, everything that has happened to his body be Lord God, just corrected by your healing virtue, Father. We once again release our faith for healing because you healed every person who came to you. Father, we pray for his wife, Faye, who is packing up and moving. Lord, we had to ask for favor, Lord. Maybe there is a church or some people that live around them, Lord God, that could rise up and help her, Lord God.